Rove McManus, Sam Frost, Today FM.
The Weeknd featuring Eminem, The Hills. This is Rove and Sam, thanks to Nescafe Blend 43. And it's time to say good morning to our next guest. Bridget Malcolm is the latest Australian model to take the world by storm, having already made appearances on the runway for Polo Ralph Lauren and the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, which you can see tonight on Channel 9. A little known fact is, I've also had photos taken of me on the runway for Ralph Lauren. And what I mean by that is, I tripped over once while walking alongside my friends Ralph and Lauren, and they took photos of me bleeding on the sidewalk. Boy, did we laugh. Good morning, Bridget Malcolm. How
are you? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Very, very good. Let me wrap my head around this. What does it mean to be a Victoria's Secret fashion model?
Oh, man, to me, it means absolutely everything. It's like getting the Super Bowl, like, of the runway event of the year.
Yeah,
right. So, like, it's been something that I've been aiming for since I started modelling, really, and, like, I finally got it. It's an amazing feeling. It's a lot of work as well, so.
Is it something that you get straight away, or do you have to audition and then you fail?
Yeah.
Is it like an idol callback, that type of thing?
Yeah, how long's the process?
Yeah. Everyone has to audition for it. So it's normally two rounds of castings and then you see if you get it, basically. So for me, this is my third year casting. So I really put in the effort this year because I didn't want to leave any chance of not getting it.
When you say putting in the effort, like, what does that entail? Like, what sort of things do you do to get Victoria's Secret ready?
You're walking in your underwear in front of, like, millions of people. So basically you have to make sure you're in
shape. You do forget about that sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, just that, the tiny, small, like, aspect of it. So, like, for me, that meant, like, twice daily workouts and lots of sleep and water, and it's very boring. Like, a lot of protein shakes and vegetables and being healthy and getting a lot of early nights.
You have often spoken about criticism that you've received on social media. And what would your advice be for young girls having a tough time online?
For me, I'd say don't, like, speak up about it.
Mm.
Don't be shy to say, like, to bring a spotlight on body shaming. Like, it's such a problem right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
For young people online, and it's stoppable, you know? It's like, do something what I did and make a point and, like, let people know that you're aware, because I think people forget that there's a person at the other end of that, like, Instagram post who does see their comments, and it sucks.
Mm.
You have to remember, you're the one living your life and they're the ones commenting on it. So if it's getting you down, like, get off Instagram for a while and try and remember, like, it's not that bad.
yeah, absolutely.
Do you find in your profession that criticism comes a bit more harshly than others?
Well, for me, it's like I'm fit and I'm healthy and I worked hard to get to where I am and I'm proud of the way I look. So, yeah, it definitely does bother me, especially when people make comments like it's claiming I have an eating disorder or something. It's like, to me, that is hurtful because, like, that's so obviously not the case for me. And anyone who knows me knows how much time and effort I put into it.
Each year, one model is always chosen to wear a specifically designed fantasy bra.
Oh, yes.
How is this model chosen? And, like, what would it mean if you got to wear that fantasy bra?
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing. But the way the girl gets chosen is usually an angel, so one of the contracted girls.
Uh-huh.
And then it's usually a girl who's been working with the agent, like with the company for a really long time. So they're already really well known with the public.
Yeah, right.
So that would be many years in the future if that was to happen for me. But obviously it'd be amazing. It's such an honour, you know, to get that. Everyone knows what girl is wearing it and everyone's keeping an eye out for it. And, like, backstage it's displayed, like, in the hair and makeup area. I got a sneaky photo with it.
That bra's not getting dumped on the floor at the end of the day like any other one.
Like,
we know
my
that.
Bras every day.
Well, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show, it airs tonight, 9:30, Channel 9. Bridget Malcolm, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much,
thank
lovely.
You
Good luck.
Me. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Don't forget Second Chance coming up at 7:30. 1 second could become thousands upon thousands of dollars. It's just that easy. Rove and Sam, Today FM.